teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Give them a sense of pride to make it easier. Let the children's laughter remind us how we used to be. Everybody's searching for a hero. People need someone to look up to. Never found anyone who fulfilled my needs. A lonely place to be. And so I learned to depend.
Block. I forgot. I put a Puerto Rican block on my thing. Hold on. Yo. Oh, no. Is that going to work? Hold on. Hold on. Puerto Rican block is still up. Hold on. Here we go. Yo, nice. Hey. Did you see somebody up here fucking with my girl? Hey, listen
what,
to here, you chink.
You see the one with the tattoos that looks like a parrot?
Yeah. That's the one. Yo. Oh, shit. I'm out of here. Hi, welcome to Daywave. It's Friday. Fun,
interesting
Fred
music choice today.
You don't like this song?
No, it's not bad. Well, JJ has a problem with it.
Why? What's wrong, JJ? It's not Guar? Oh, no, it's not Guar. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. It doesn't have a double bass in it. Oh, no. How
it's
am I going to like it?
He's showing you his... There
you
go.
Oh.
It's about pee.
Oh, wow. Oh, no. It doesn't have a double bass in it and someone's not drinking blood? That's not even music. Fuck you, JJ.
What's the drinking blood have to do with it?
I don't know. I have no idea. Hi, everybody. Welcome. Fredder's Fridays. Shirts off Fridays. Hi. Hey.
Hello. Hi, guy.
So,
I'm still dying.
So, that's weird.
Aww.
What's wrong, man? Sinus headache?
Yeah. Also, I've been hearing weird noises. I don't know.
That's weird. Weird noises. That's odd. Yeah. Okay. That's odd.
Frozen, did you die and bring something back with you?
Yeah, yeah. He was possessed by something in the nether realm, if I had to guess. Do you have a ghost in you or something? You're Asian. Like, you have some sort of, like, haunted Japanese girl who died in a well inside of you or something. And I don't want that. I'm really worried.
Watch, halfway through the show, I'm going to rip bubble in my chest and some weird girl is going to pop out.
Or Frozen just starts crab walking, doing a crab walk, and starts vomiting blood. I'm like, oh, great. Well, Frozen's possessed. Fuck. The worst part about that is then I have to have Virgie fill in again.
I know people say that he's better than me. So
who says he's better than you?
Some people in the chat.
No, who are the people?
Right there, Frozen. Those are the same people that can't even tell the difference between me and Virgie. So I'm not even going to start to don't.
It's true.
I mean, there's a difference.
Yeah, they're both stoners. Just one's from Canada.
Yeah, I can't blow glass.
But you can't blow Pete, no.
Oh.
Oh, you got me.
Got him.
Oh, shit. We roasting today?
Shit.
Is that what I smell? We roasting?
Fires everywhere.
Huh?
Yo, call me Chestnut because I've been roasted.
Wait, that's not Virgie? No, it's not. He has slanty eyes.
We could do a honey roast where everyone's nice to each other.
I don't like that.
Yeah, I know you wouldn't like that.
No. It doesn't feel right.
No, it doesn't. The fuck is that?
Is there a fly in the room?
Is this Frozen about to transition?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Anyway.
That's interesting.
Big nipples.
Interesting, the ghosts.
Big nipples there on Fred, huh?
Lean's artistic choice was
autistic, but I'm with you.
Yes, sir. Autistic choice. Thank you.
Yeah. So our boy Adam Farler gave a shout out to Canada North.
Hey, everybody. Hey, everybody. I just want to give you all an update on how I'm doing. I just want to say I love the video Canada North. I think this is his name. Made the Daywave Gate.
Wait, what?
I'm confused.
Do you not remember the Stargate video? Where
oh, yes,
Adam
yes,
Farler?
Yes, yes. I remember. I remember now.
I thought that was amazing.
I love Adam.
I did. I'm working at a call center now.
Okay.
What a transition.
Can you imagine calling in to argue about your bill and you get Adam fucking Farler?
Dude, he's the best. I would hire him in a heartbeat. No one's going to fight with him. He starts talking about Coca-Cola and barcodes in his brain and shit.
Hey, fucking man, you didn't pay your bill, so Coca-Cola's going to come in and rape your wife.
100% closing rate on this guy.
Last night, I said it felt like one of the seven levels of hell, and they told me that was weird.
What level?
All right, Adam, you got the job. All right, what am I going to be selling in this call center? You're selling barcodes.
Let me tell you something about some barcodes. Can I tell you about some barcodes?
I love him. He's getting chunky again, though, huh?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. Well, he's not doing the construction job anymore.
True.
I thought that's not that weird. I'll be watching my YouTube channel.
Not doing the, you know.
I blocked one of my roommates.
Yeah, whatever drug he was on, it was not making him hungry. That's for sure.
I blocked one of my roommates from TikTok because they don't need to know anything about me.
I love him. I love him, guys.
Well, I told them they were doing mind control.
Is he doing the Tony Schiavone one earring thing?
Well, I mean, a little Havana.
Tony said that government program. Don't believe him.
Say that again?
I said Tony has a wife, but I don't believe him.
Yeah, Vince. You know who else has a wife? Vince McMahon.
Yeah.
Yeah. She sleeps in a completely different room in the opposite wing.
You know who else has a wife? Andrew Gilliam.
Yeah.
Programming with a speech about barcodes, and I showed it to him.
Yeah.
Mr. Dax does bring up a good question. Are Adam and Ken an item now?
Adam and Ken of the North, are they together?
It's certainly it's debatable.
Oh, they're fuck. Friends.
And then he was making fun of me, going barcodes, 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 barcodes. So I put him in his place. Now he's acting right. Anyways, it's almost time for hell for the next 9 hours. Maybe it's purgatory. Have a good day.
You work at a call center, sir. It's hell.
Yeah.
It's not it really purgatory.
If I'm not people mistaken, are now, it's the third level.
People are now shipping the Adam and Ken relationship. This is going to be great.
Shit, it's a thing now.
Well, Ken, I hope you're happy. You're gay now.
It's like Craig and Tweak. We're just forcing
it. I don't fucking care, okay?
Oh, I have a celebrity couple name for them. Adam of the North.
Ooh.
Wait a second.
Or Adam of the Ken.
Ken of the Farler?
Ken of the Farler. Ken of the Adam. Of
the Wait a second. Did they remove it? I was...
Are you talking about Master of Politics? Yeah, they did.
No, I know Master of Politics was removed.
Yeah, hate speech.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's fine. He'll be back with another.
Hey, account. Hey, Ken of the North.
News for you. That means you're gay.
Sorry, sorry.
Ken's gonna wake up and watch all this.
I got news for you, Ken.
There's gonna be hit videos out.
That means
now.
You're gay. I'm not the one. Hey, man, I didn't turn you gay. Adam did. I'm just happy for you two.
Mr. Farler set in on you, bud. Sorry.
I'm just happy for you two. I don't know why he would be mad at me.
Munch got him, though.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Nailed it.
Let's see. Okay. Let's get Miami Muff out of her hiding hole. Yeah. She's been up since like 4 a.m. She's 100 years old, so, you know.
She goes to bed at 6.
Yeah, she does. She goes to bed after the 6 p.m. news.
Yes.
Right to bed for her.
What do you think she has for breakfast?
What do you mean, what do you think she has for breakfast? Her pills.
Yeah, her pills.
I was going to say whatever the other cavemen hunt and catch.
Okay, look. She used to be a cavewoman. Now she lives in modern society. Like, what was that caveman lawyer from SNL, Phil Hartman's character? That's what she's like. Miami Milf, I'm saying you're old.
Yeah. That's dirt.
In case you missed it or you're watching later.
They're saying toast and black coffee.
Ugh, no.
And, no thanks.
She has an Activia.
Yeah.
But Royce, you see, that's not for food. That's for tummy.
That's for tummy. She has an Activia.
By the way, it's the special Activia with the fiber grains.
And then she washes down her Boniva with an Ensure.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And then she goes and shits it out for 45
minutes. All she eats is anything they advertise on Fox News in between the shows. Like, you know, those stuff. Like, she has one of those old people chairs and old people shoes and... Yeah.
Bone broth.
Bone, yeah, like shit like that, like whatever, you know, and those bracelets that have magnetic energy that stop heart attacks and stuff.
She likes bowls of muesli.
Yeah, exactly.
She likes the muesli cereal. Yeah,
that's and she
the raisins.
And when she eats the shredded wheat, but the one where it's just one big brick, and she just does. And you know what she uses? No milk, dry.
Yeah.
She eats just a huge thing of shredded wheat dry.
Comes out, she goes out to her pimped out fucking outhouse.
Yeah, it's pretty great, her kind of life.
20 minutes
Miami
Milf,
damn it, I came. Miami Milf, damn it, I came in late. Are you talking shit about me? How'd you know? How'd you know, Milf?
She has a room just with my pillows everywhere.
I know. She has a shrine to him.
Yeah.
She knows him. She knows we're making fun when her mulatto king is on the screen.
Karen sent me flaccid saying hand squeezed prune juice.
Yeah, that's what she has. Miami Milf, what do you have?
Cold pressed.
Miami Milf, what do you have for breakfast? Cold pressed prune juice?
Yeah, what was your breakfast today?
And what do you have for lunch? What do you have for lunch? Some porridge?
A fair trade bran muffin.
What about a rice cake?
I'm trying to think of bougie old people shit.
Yeah, rice cake with some jelly.
A rice cake with caviar and creme fraiche.
For a snack, it's Withers Original.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Just one, because if she has two, she gets all out.
Don't wrap them too tightly. I'm hungry now.
We beat up on all ladies.
Yeah, it's kind of it's fun.
Okay, today I'm going to show you something rather interesting. So if you have watched my previous...
I 3D printed an assault rifle.
Oh, no.
You should have left me off TikTok, you bastard.
You should have left me on TikTok.
Videos, you'll know that I went to a conference in Spokane, Washington called the Energy Science and Technology Conference.
You know what? Good for him. And they kicked this kid off of TikTok for doing what?
Well, I learned something interesting at this conference.
Cancer producing electric coil over there?
That's not cancer producing that we know of.
Frozen, that doesn't produce cancer. It eliminates sadness. Okay? So.
Got it.
It's actually true.
Here I have
three of them.
I have a signal generator, and here I have an oscilloscope. And then here I have an extra coil that is just.
Oh, an oscilloscope. Remember every 90s music video? They had one of the oscilloscopes that they would zoom in on while the music played. Remember that? Like, everyone thought they were edgy.
Just one coil wound up. It's about 100 turns. To the bottom of this coil, we'll just call it.
What's he making?
An extra.
Another wireless electricity coil? He's the new Tesla man, I swear to God.
Extra coil.
I think they're going to take He's going to figure it out, and the gas company is just going to get mad.
JJ, you swear to God, I was just about to say he's going to be like, I found a way to power cars with water. And then remember that the guy that died, they was coming up with that, like the water fueled car? And they were like, yeah, you're dead.
Shoot out to get him? Yeah.
Yeah, you're dead now. Now you're dead.
Connected the signal generator. Now I'll let y'all follow the wires.
Hi everybody, today I have come up with a way to power an entire city with a simple thought. With these easy steps, I will show you how to do it. Step one.
Oh, that Bessie. You have to Photoshop him into the Jim Carrey's The Riddler when he had that helmet on.
Oh my god.
Yeah, you're on it.
That's happening. Yeah, now it's happening.
Thank you.
I'm on it.
Be quiet for the next 20 minutes.
Nah. That's a 5-minute job.
I was gonna say Pessy's a little better at that. It's probably about 5.
This wire does not connect to anything, and this wire goes straight into the bottom of the extra coil. Now we'll turn on the oscilloscope.
That's an oscilloscope.
Oh.
Yeah.
I have connected the positive lead of the oscilloscope on channel 1.
It's Parkenstein. You're listening to the video. It's Parkenstein.
I think I'm dying.
I think there's a bird on my roof.
This fork. This acts as a...
Maybe there's a cancer ward next to you, and that's everyone throwing their tennis balls against the wall at the same time.
Oh, shit. Let's play the song.
I'm doing it.
Son of a bitch. You can't even fucking do it. You're slow.
No, that's not the way. I found it.
Eat shit.
Let's go!
I hate this fucking bit.
I love it.
Tennis ball throw it against the wall. Tennis ball throw it against the wall. Tennis ball throw it against the wall.
Bounce, 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 bounce.
Tennis ball throw it against the wall. Tennis ball throw it against the wall. Tennis ball throw it against the wall. Bounce, 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 bounce. Tennis ball throw it against the wall. Tennis ball throw it against the wall. Tennis ball throw it against the wall.
Helps me forget about my cancer.
Ha ha ha.
Is that you or me?
There you go. Check the locker.
Okay, thank you. Let's check a look.
Holy shit.
Oh, I love it. There it is. Is there a way we could send these to him? I think he would enjoy them.
Do you have him added on TikTok?
No, because he's not on TikTok anymore.
All right.
Remember? He got kicked off because he's too smart.
Does he have a community page on YouTube?
Maybe.
Yeah, we've learned from JRC3. That's how you communicate through YouTube now.
Yeah. You retweet somebody. You reshare somebody's thing on YouTube.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The capacitance to help me tune this coil. Now I'm going to turn off the lights.
Milfi, how do we contact him? You seem to be stalking. Following him.
Yeah, Mimey Milf, can you do me a favor? can you stop churning butter for a second and walk over to your local net cafe and send an email to our friend here? I love to talk to him. Thank you.
All right, Miami Milf, we need you. We need you to go out onto your deck. We need you to climb that series of ladders and ring the bell. Ring the bell for all to hear.
Yes, thank you. That if you could do that, I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
She knows how to use email. Somebody says, yeah, she does.
Okay, I have tuned my signal generator to 2.864 megahertz.
I mean, obviously, we all knew that, right, guys?
Yeah.
That was common knowledge.
And I'm getting a waveform on the oscilloscope. Now I will show you something interesting. So all of the connections are still the same. The center terminal on the signal generator goes straight to this coil. And this is at the coil's resonant frequency.
Yo, that signal generator screen looks like the UI of, like fucking their ship an alien or some shit. Like, it's such an 80s. It's so good.
Or the signal generator's tuned to the coil's resonant frequency.
The thing is, like, you know, we joke a lot about him, obviously, but the dude is legitimately brilliant. Like, this is a this is a smart kid, you know?
Yes.
Like the stuff he does is way over my head. You know, like, I don't understand or even care to understand it, but I'm not a nerd. But the fact that out of all the it really does make me mad that out of all the stupid thoughts on TikTok that are showing their buttholes and shit, this guy gets kicked off.
That's the way she goes.
He's the problem. You know why? Because TikTok's owned by China and China's afraid he's going to come up with a free energy solution.
That is the problem.
That's exactly what it is.
Oh, doggos.
Yeah, doggo.
And cat.
Yeah, she's licking herself.
Mm-hmm. Frequency. I'll let y'all follow the wires. So you can see around the coil, there's no connections other than that red wire. And that red wire goes this way.
And you're right, I apologize. I am a nerd. I said I'm not a nerd. I'm not a nerd. I am a nerd. I'm not a dork.
Geek.
Yeah, that's better. Thank you.
And then it goes to the signal generator. And that black wire just ends right there.
I'm going to attach it to my genitals now.
And now I'm going to light my kitchen on fire.
Wait, what? That'll teach him not to have any toaster strudels in the freezer.
I told Grandma not to burn my fucking toast.
I still treat women like it's the 1920s, too.
So here's the interesting part.
Grandma burnt my toast. Grandma burnt my toast, so I put her in the infirmary.
Oh, no.
I replaced her with this woman named Miami Milf, and she's outside churning butter right now. Already.
It's to tell you, this is why Miami Milf loves him. It reminds him of the dude she used to date back in the 20s.
She serves me toast in the nude. It's good.
Did you know Miami Milf went to high school with Nookie Thompson?
Oof. A while ago.
generator is producing a signal of 19 volts.
Now you put the thought.
But yet I can do this.
You think he's into older broads?
Yes.
Oh, you know, I never thought
of
that.
No, I think he is completely asexual. I think asexual. I don't think he even thinks about that shit. He's too busy doing electricity.
I think he's asexual. I think he's going to fall in love with a parrot like Tesla did, right? That's what, isn't that what Tesla did?
You sure he's not going to be like all into the flapper chicks?
I'm honestly with Pessy here. I think he's, I would love to ask him, but I think he is more on the science comes first. He has no time for earthly problems.
Oh, by the way, people are correcting you in chat. It's a pigeon.
He fell in love with a pigeon. I'm sorry. That's even worse. At least a parrot's kind of sexy, right?
I have no time for your human delights.
Exactly. He's sitting alone on Mars right now. He's not. That's my opinion. Maybe I'm reading him wrong. I don't think so. I don't think this guy has never signaled in any way anything about sex or chicks, has he? Or dudes either.
Nope. No, people will be in the chat. Apparently, they definitely fuck a parrot.
Over a pigeon. If you had the fuck, okay. If you had the fuck one, right? Okay, let's see.
Are you actually making this poll?
Who? Yeah. Who? wait. What would you bang? Guy can't put fuck. It won't let me. What would? Okay.
You say bang. It's like, which one would you shoot?
No. What would you bang?
Which one would you hump?
Parrot? Pigeon.
Now we're going to get to see if Royce knows.
Ew, pigeon? The Kesha of birds?
That's exactly what a fucking pigeon is.
Kitty V's going, the pigeon is dirty. It's got more experience.
See, the Kesha of birds. Kitty knows what's up.
Kesha does look like she smells like pee, doesn't she? Like,
yes.
By the way, I would. Of course you would, right? You're not gay or anything.
No.
But I'm just saying, she looks like she smells like the third day at a music festival by the porta potties.
No. You know the smell of, you know, when you spill a beer on a dorm room floor the next day.
Yes, exactly.
Oh. It smells like old yeast.
Fuck you, Sig. At least the parrot can talk dirty to me.
That's true. The parrot can dirty talk at least.
Yeah, but the parrot will tell everyone you fucked it.
Ah, fuck. You're right.
Rah, bestiality, rah, he commits crimes on me, rah. Shut up. This is why your wings are clipped.
That's the best question we've ever asked on the poll, I think.
Well, right now, can I say parrot's winning with 67%.
why is your pet bird's wings clipped? You look him dead in the eyes. So it can't get away. Oh my God, what does that mean?
Oh fuck.
I love how some people are not going with the joke at all and going like, I'm definitely not voting.
Oh my God, parrots at 69%.
Nice.
Some of you people are so gay. I swear to God. Oh, I'm a banging a bird. Right, because this YouTube poll is legally binding. If you vote on this, I'm going to make you fuck a bird. What the fuck, man? Go along with the jokes. Stop being so stupid.
I keep forgetting there's people so on the spectrum.
I know.
We're making jokes like this, and they're sitting there going, no.
No one's gonna make you fuck a bird, I promise you.
Well, actually, you guys are gonna be real disappointed the second half of today's show. But no one's gonna make you guys fuck a bird.
We can
Frozen,
do
go check your Frozen, go check your mailbox. No one here is gonna make anyone in chat.
I'm not gonna vote on that legally binding poll. Oh,
Toasty makes a good point for her. For herself. I didn't vote. I hate birds. Fair enough.
Okay, but hate fucking's possible, so.
Yeah, you know what? I hate Puerto Ricans, but I'd fuck one if she was hot enough.
I mean, that's a fair point.
Shit.
make sure to wash it good. I heard they're dirty.
I'm not going to go on for it. I already did one of those rants. Oh, fuck.
Chaplain Grunt says, I'm more of a turkey guy. Sorry, Royce.
Oh, okay.
Sexual preference is what it is.
And a closer. Y'all motherfuckers need Jesus, apparently.
Jesus won't help us. He can't have, he can't find birds.
Closer, they can't get Jesus because our people killed him.
Yeah. Noah would be who would help us. Two by two.
Oh fuck.
That's what that guy on the street meant when he pointed at me and screamed Christ killer, right?
Yeah.
Okay, just checking.
It's because you wore your hat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ooh. It actually wasn't. It was just someone just threw a frisbee near me and it just landed on my head and I was too high to notice. No, I'm not going to make the joke. I was going to say.
Was it a yarmulke frisbee? Is that what you were going to say?
No, because Lowly Chef goes, Jesus likes doves. And I'm like, well, doves are technically pigeons. So I guess
doves are technically pigeons. Doves are just gay pigeons. Everybody knows that. Everybody knows doves are gay pigeons.
Fun fact, but archaeologists recently unearthed they were in Jerusalem and they found a fossilized feather and people are saying Mary Magdalene was a macaw.
Macaw gobbler cobbler. She was a whore.
Okay, so in my hand, I have a fluorescent light bulb.
I'm going to show you what ECW used to be. He starts smashing his grandma over the head with fluorescent light tubes. ECW!
Wraps barbed wire around his hand and starts punching her bloody.
It's go time, Grandma.
And now, I will perform the dance of the juggalos.
Oh, fuck.
He takes the broken light tube and does one of those things where... They poke it towards forehead and just scrape.
Wait, is this wireless thing? Is you really gonna make this work? Hold on, I was joking, but hold on a second.
No connections.
There's no connections.
Now I'm going to touch it to this wire on the top of the extra coil. Have to touch it in just the right place.
That's the way women's vaginas work as well.
Holy shit.
Wow.
Holy shit.
He didn't even touch it.
And it lights up.
Wait, hold on. So,
look,
hold
he's
on
not
a second.
Touching
so,
it.
Wait, so. Okay,
what the
I think
fuck?
Okay, so I think I actually understand what he's doing. So those two machines are sending electricity to this thing in the middle, but without any actual connection between
right.
them. And
but then he touches that, and once
shit.
He touches it, he doesn't need to touch it anymore. And it was lighting up. Did you see that? That's so fucking cool. This gets awesome, man. Look at this. Watch.
There is no connections.
What?
How do we do this
and
not
I'm going
get
to touch it in just the right place.
Look, see? Boom.
And now I can move this
see?
Light around and it lights up.
He's not
up.
Touching it and it's still lighting. That's so fucking cool.
It's wireless power. He needs... Never mind. I won't go any further.
Well, it kind of works in the same way that like the wireless charger thing does on your phone.
Yeah.
So that's basically what. But the idea of what he's doing. The only difference is that the wireless phone charger, you actually have to touch it to the surface, where what he's doing is you're doing it without touching it. You know.
So you can basically like charge your phone remotely.
But if I move it too far.
Yeah, look, and I know some people that are probably smart and it's like, yeah, guys, this isn't that complicated. But for me, this is really cool. Like, it's cool that how old is he? 18 now? 19 maybe? He's a kid. Okay. Bro, that's so cool. I will never be as smart as him. Let's see if I made money, though.
Chaplain Grunt tipped $3.33. Hey, guys, I would like to recommend everyone join the ROTC Patreon. Perks include access to the Patreon Discord, a free N-word pass valid in any city, free rides in Mersh's BMW, and a BJ from Frozen.
Yep.
Join now. Also, Frozen, how's the tranny thing going?
Not well. Not well. Not well. Hold on, this is for you too, Frozen.
Frozen Queen tipped $3.33. Hello everyone, just updating you that my bottom surgery had to be rescheduled, unfortunately.
There you go. Okay, Frozen.
Yet the estrogen shots are working nicely, as you can tell.
Uh-huh.
Royce, I would like to say you can keep my pay for yourself and instead pay me in dresses. Kissing face, kissing face, kissing face, kissing face. Kissing face.
All right, Frozen, I'll pay you in dresses, man. Whatever you want. I'm not here to judge you. No, man. No. Listen to me here, Frozen. If my friend Frozen Queen wants dresses, she gets dresses. Hey,
that's not my name.
I just got this Jew a tablet. I'll get you a dress.
I don't want a dress.
Nope. Dresses.
Alex Stein tipped $4.20. Miami MILF is my number one favorite big booty Latina. For real, no cap.
That might have actually been him because he told me he was watching the bit today, so I don't know if it was him or not. But
shout out to Alex Stein.
Either way, you're fucking madman, Alex. You're fucking madman. And I mean that.
Where do you get your drugs, sir? That's what I want to know. Because I want to be that hype.
Bro, I'll tell you, man. I hung out, like I told you, I went to WrestleMania with the guy. I wish I could tell you that this is drug induced. This is just how he is sober, bro. He's fucking nuts. Like, and I mean, the things that he thinks of and he does are hilarious to me.
He's got an oversized medulla oblongata.
Oblongata.
You didn't say it.
I didn't. I was trying.
I know. I tried to. I failed.
Fucking Christ, man. I'm doing everything I can here, bud. It's my deal here, Wade. Fuck, how great was Fargo, though? What a great movie. Frozen, okay, I won't pay you in dresses. How about fried chicken?
What about?
You have my attention.
Okay, Korean fried. Hold on. I'll give you a raise. Korean fried chicken.
Ooh, the spicy kind?
Oh, hell yeah. Dude, it's so good, though. After I had the one in New York, I was like, it's so good.
Did you find one in Florida yet?
Yeah, there's one in Orlando, but it's on the east side of Orlando, and I don't really go to the east side of Orlando unless they fucking make me, you know?
I want to go get some fried chicken, Korean fried chicken.
Fair enough.
All right, we have a new contender to see if they could beat Pino. I'm going to probably say no, but we'll look anyway.
Hello.
She's also
Why so much work on the face, man?
The white women. Balance needs to.
Women By need way, to stop.
JJ, I had given Royce this picture of Carmella with the filter on, and I was like, oh, man, hopefully this isn't real. I gave it to him, and he goes, don't do this to me, man.
But it's not real, but it wasn't real, but it wasn't real. But it wasn't real, but it wasn't real.
She's ugly without the makeup. Have you seen it?
Yeah, I thought we said she has an amazing body.
Yeah.
But the face is meh. So, by the way, Pino fucking dunks on this bitch all day, right? We agree?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Making sure.
Be a little bikini try-on haul.
Body, though?
Miami Mills should do bikini try-on hauls, but like the old Victorian ones.
Yeah.
You know, like the ones that are like full body, the full body Victoria. Miami MILF, I have it for you. Black and white videos of you doing old Victorian style try on hauls. What do you think?
All of them are going to be like that striped one piece.
Yes, exactly. And the cap.
Yeah.
And the cap. Like a fucking. That, and she could also use Mormon bikinis. Or Hasidic bikinis, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mormon Hasidic bikinis are pretty much the same, but it's basically completely like wearing complete clothes in the water.
Sorry, give me one second. I'm just picturing Miami MILF in her.
Here we go.
Miami MILF was saying, I wouldn't have been allowed on the beach during the Victorian era on the account of how brown I am.
Shut up. But first off, Miami MILF, you're not that fucking brown, so stop it. You're white passing. So she's pretending, but I've hung out with her. She's definitely not. She's not that white. Could, I mean, she's not that
you
brown.
Could,
she's,
you could pass off as a white yeah, person.
She's definitely white pass. She's pretending like she's George Floyd or something, and she's not. Hold on. Let me see if I can find something. I'm looking for something here. Oh, here we go. Old time bikini Mormon.
The headache must be okay.
What are
now,
you talking
I'm
about?
Not hearing as much banging in my head.
Okay.
Oh, never mind. It's there.
It came back. Yeah. Sorry. Mm-hmm. All right. Anyway, let's see.
Not tried on yet at all. This is the first one. This is my first time trying this on.
Body's still okay.
I mean, I would, but she's no Pino.
She's no Pino. Oh, by the way, sorry guys, real quick. Parrot won. 63% of people are going to want to fuck a parrot. 63% of people want to fuck a parrot, and I was joking earlier, it is legally binding. I want a video of you fucking a parrot. I've tracked all your IPs.
He's here.
And by the way, pigeon people, the other 37%, you better go fuck a pigeon.
You dirty, dirty bitches.
Unless you want a lawsuit. I can't believe those people actually want to fuck birds, bros, and they're gross.
I know.
These people are gross them. And they want to fuck birds.
Gotcha.
Pino hasn't made a new video or I'd play her, trust me.
The Humane Society will now be at your doors.
Time, yeah, and they'll be presenting you parrots and pigeons to fuck.
The wet cloths.
Wait, so she's also ASMR?
Green of the board.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Lead and Mean found one of Miami Mills' old pictures.
Is that better?
Apparently.
Is that better? I'll pull that up now. Is that better? Got, there you go, guys. You happy now? Oh, look at the face, too. All right. I nailed it. What do you
she's
think?
Looking up. She's going to receive
a shirt because it's a try-on haul. Don't be a pervert.
Yeah, a shirt.
All right. Yes, if I learned anything, you can't be mean to big beauty Latinas online. They get really mad.
Is she even Latina?
I'm assuming she's not white. That she's not white.
Are you in the other room? Like, what is Marie doing?
My head is killing me all of a sudden.
Oh, no, I'm home alone, actually.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I know, right?
They're going to be busting in your door here soon.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Santa.
Whoa, you guys could hear
that? Everyone else is hearing the banging in their heads?
What banging?
No.
I don't know. I don't hear anything.
Okay.
All right. Whatever. You people are weird, man. Whatever. I'm not falling for your dumb shit. I'm looking at my levels. You're fine.
Oh, Royce, locker.
Oh, locker. Sorry. I forget things on the count of all the loud noises. Hey, there she is. Bessie, can you play the old-timey music again?
Okay, hold on.
There you go. There she is. There's...
Oh, yeah, girl, show me that ankle. That's some good calf.
Let me check the undercarriage. Yeah, looking good. Might need an oil change, but I can work with it. You guys are so stupid. So sick of how stupid you guys are. You're not smart like me.
Miami Mel goes, I hate you.
Why? What happened? Drunk driving. You ready to go a little drunk driving ride here? I have. I've been in a car with Merce driving, so I've done this.
How do you doing,
like
Matt, sir?
Two perspectives on this.
Do you have your driver?
Oh, this guy. Oh, you know, I already know this guy has a problem. He has a Honda pickup truck. What is that?
Driver license and insurance. Where are you coming from tonight?
Oh boy, he probably reeks, huh? What do we think he drank? Hold on, let me see if you can see the guy better. What do you think he drank?
A lot of beer.
It's gonna be. Yeah. I'm thinking whiskey too. Beer and whiskey.
Oh yeah, whiskey.
From the halls, the night castles. The...
Oh, okay.
Since
1979. Oh wow. How about this, Chief? Just so I feel comfortable knowing you're not intoxicated and you're okay to go. Can you just recite the alphabet starting with letter D and ending on the letter N without singing? So D. D to N without singing.
D E F G H I J K L M N I G G.
Starting on the letter D and ending on the letter N without singing. So D to N without singing.
By the way, that whole not singing thing sucks because that's the way I know how to do it, you know? Even when I'm sober, don't you sing it in your head when you say the alphabet? Not you, Canadians, because you say Zed, right?
No.
You don't say Zed?
When we sing the song, I always grew up saying Z because in the song, it just goes with the rhyming. Scheme of the actual song.
It also depends on which province you grew up in.
I know some people that say Zed, bro.
Ew.
Canadians.
Yeah,
I know Canadians.
His name is Irrational Times.
Oh, well, yeah, that's right. He lives the fucking, that weird part of Canada.
He also doesn't smoke weed. He smokes tobacco with weed.
I know. It's so, everything he does is so weird. He's such a weirdo.
It's nasty.
But he had a good band.
IT.
Yeah, I know. I don't see him. I see him every once in a while.
He's sick.
He's back Monday.
He has COVID?
I don't know. Probably.
Okay.
Whatever Canadian COVID is.
Everybody, what's Irrational Times Twitter? Everybody on Twitter.
The Blown Gasket.
Okay, The Blown Gasket. Everybody send him sorry about the monkeypox. Sure. I want everyone to Irrational Times to know that we're all here for him. Sorry about the
monkeypox. I shouldn't have sent that monkey soup to him.
No. Tell him we're really sorry about the monkeypox. Tell him to have less gay Canadian sex.
Hey, Royce, do you want some monkey soup?
Nah. Nah.
How about the rest of you fellas?
Anybody want some monkey soup?
No. I'm good, man.
I'm good.
I mean, I can ask the wife. I don't think she's going to want it either.
You should ask, though, just to be sure.
You want monkey soup? No.
Tell her she better have monkey soup or you're putting her in a suitcase. Bro, that suitcase video traumatized me for real. Like, I was still thinking about it, like, last night. How fucking...
On God?
Yeah. On God! On God. Sorry. What are you laughing at?
I don't know, but the banking in my head just keeps getting worse and worse. I think I'm going to die.
Hey, at least there's no dead air today.
Hammer time. Go with the flow. Hold on. Blessing me with a mind to run and do like that. Just good when you know you're down. A super dope homeboy from the Oak Town, and I'm known as such. And this is a beat you can't touch. I told you, homeboy, you can't touch this. Yeah, that's how we living, and you know you can't touch this. Look at my eyes, man, you can't touch this. Yo, let me bust the funky lyrics. Touch this. Fresh new kicks and bands, you got it like that. Now you know you want to dance, so move out of your seat. What am I supposed to get from the locker? I don't see anything.
No, I was just saying, read what's
there. Lean and Mean just mad because we all saw this pic from Amy and thought he was Royce. I've been calling him Royce Light. Okay.
And she's going to put an image. And then I said something you don't need to say on air. But
Oh, yeah, he does kind of look like me.
He does.
That's pretty funny.
Like, he really does.
Yeah.
If we put you two on the same call, it'd be kind of hard.
Yeah.
Well, no, he's outside with birds. You have hammers.
Like you with one of the Godwins.
Yeah. Yeah. It's actually true. Have you seen him?
Like, yeah, I have, actually. Did you see the table for five? It was actually pretty good.
Yeah, it was really good.
I really enjoyed that. Like, yeah, the BS ticket was...
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
All right, do you watch Table for Three or Table for Five while you eat?
Yes.
While I eat? Not normally, no.
Try that, because it's fucking amazing, because you're eating, and, you know, all of a sudden they're eating. And
I'll do that. I saw it. Yeah.
I'm watching that video Frozen posted in Link, and oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, Toasty gave that over. She wanted us to get addicted to
Toasty. Oh, she's poured. Ew.
Yeah.
My head is starting to bang again. I don't know what's going on.
Have you taken anything for it?
I've taken a Tylenol. I don't know what's going on.
Have you tried fucking parrot?
All right. Chief, do you have your do you have your police ID and stuff with you?
Mike. So you're thinking Coors Light, or is he a natty guy?
Pabst Blue.
Paps?
Yeah.
He might be a butt guy.
Yeah. He's older. So
I don't know. No. You don't throw me off. You know what's throwing me off, JJ? He's in a Honda truck.
Yeah.
That is making it really hard for me to judge, you know?
But that's just Schlitz. A poor boomer. Like, so I guess this does lay credence to the Paps or the Slitch now.
Right.
I will say he is a Jack guy.
Okay.
Definitely a Jack.
Yeah. Schlitz and Jack. Like he... He sips his beer while he downs shots of Jack.
Mm-hmm. You got it, what?
209,
maybe we're talking about him.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, what did he hand him?
A vertical license?
No, he ended him like something else. Hold on, what did he say? He said, let me turn on closed caption because it's a little loud.
Can you mute the hammers?
No.
Oh, I thought that was one of you.
No.
367.
Oh, they're getting the blow.
You got it, what the?
209, 10-8.
People are talking about him.
Oh, yeah.
I heard something about talking about him?
I don't know. I love how they're letting him do all the tests in the truck, because there's just no problem.
Right. Chief. Like I said, it's been... What time did you leave B-Hall at?
Since hockey game was over.
Since hockey.
They're calling him Chief. This is a guy from a reservation. This is what's going on. That's why they said Chief. He gave him one of the Indian car.
Fire water.
Yes, that's what's going on. That's what this is.
Oh man, now I really don't know what they were doing. It drinking.
Was in Missouri,
really,
Chief John Neske. So this
that explains the Honda truck.
Yes, Chief John. Okay, and they give him that card because so in some of these states that have like this is true by the way. If you show that you're Native American, the police can't do anything to you, and.
Well, I mean, unless you're breaking a law.
Even if you're breaking the law, you go to the Native American court. I swear to God, and so many people get off because of that. It's crazy, dude. Look it up; it's nuts. So, I think it's Arizona where that happened.
So chances are they're just trying to figure out if they need to escort him back to the reservation.
Yeah, basically.
I hear that they lost in like the last few seconds or something. Jeez.
Wait a second. No. I just saw what I did. You know what this guy is? They called him Chief because I'm looking this up now. He's a police chief.
Oh, no.
He's the police chief. Police Chief John Neske and his wife Alice have lived in O'Fallon since he joined the police department in 1993. Neske, then a major, served an interim police chief from July 18th, 2021 until he was an appointee sworn in chief in January 27th, 2022. He just became sworn in chief of this town.
Oh, boy. Oh,
I wonder if he was celebrating a little hard.
Oh, I think you're right.
Uh-oh. This is all
like I said.
This is all on camera.
Chief,
so
you know how it is.
Let's see how
responsible,
they follow through with this.
To make sure that you're okay to continue to drive before I can let you drive.
Okay. Here, let me tell you something right now. And I think all of you are going to agree with me. And JJ, you for sure, because you're from the States, obviously. Mm-hmm. Had this been before the body cams and the cameras in cars, he would have been let off.
Let me show you how it would have gone. Let me show you how it would have gone. This is before body cams.
Yeah.
Hey, Chief, we're going to have to put you in our car. You're driving drunk. Yeah, you listen to me here, you rook.
Yeah.
I'll have your badge and gun. You just don't let me go. Oh, okay.
No, if it was before cameras and stuff, they wouldn't have even said anything to him. They would have seen he was a chief, been like, all right, we'll get home safe, and that's it. I'm right. You know I'm
quiet
right.
Nods, yeah.
Probably would have even fucking escorted him home.
The cameras are the only reason that they're doing this, and I'm 100% sure of that.
Okay. What I want to do is just confirm that with the preliminary breath test. You willing to do that?
Oh, he knows he's fucked because he's a cop.
This is where they cover the camera while the breath test is going on.
I have to think about it. Be funny if he just drove off. Fuck you, I'm the boss!
Oh, wait till he does the field sobriety test. I just saw some clips of it. You're going to love it. It's a good one. This is a good field sobriety test.
Chief, before I can let you drive, I have to confirm you're not impaired, okay? So we could either start with the PBT, see if it's necessary to do field sobriety, or I could have you do some field sobriety tests.
Oh, no.
This was at 3:30 a.m. 2 months ago.
Something before I can let you drive.
You
or
can
before
hear the hesitation in that cop's voice.
Really? I just hear hammers.
I'm sorry that there's a Pink Floyd record on top of your house right now.
Yeah.
That woman tracked a joke to life.
Okay,
not giving somebody.
Yeah.
I want to see what.
He's happy now, JJ. We're never going to see.
9 months.
No, I don't believe.
Okay, hold on. What's he saying? I backed up a little bit. I just fast forward because it was. These two are. They know they're being recorded. They know that they can't do the. You know, the usual let the guy off thing, you know? You know what would normally happen in a small town before the cameras? Mm-hmm. If he was even too drunk to drive, one of the cops would be like, hey, man, I'm gonna drive him home. And he would get in the driver's seat, drive him home, and have the other guy follow him. I'm telling you.
Pardon me? How much longer do you have left out at Hazelwood? Are you just...
9 months.
9 months.
9 months left till retirement, boys.
You ready to be retired?
This is even worse.
Yeah.
Are you ready to be retired?
I can only imagine how much things have changed since you started. As you know, this isn't admissible in court or anything like this. It just gives me a better idea, you know, where you're at, how much...
This isn't admissible in court or anything.
You know, alcohol is still in your...
You can hear in this guy's voice, he's like, I don't want to be doing this right now.
You could tell that they don't, but they have to, and I'm glad they have to, right? I'm glad. I'm glad they don't have that little thin blue line anymore.
Whether we need to figure out something, get you a ride or something like that, or if it's okay to let you
drive.
Yep,
there it is.
All right. So we'll do this and go from there, okay? So deep breath for me, Chief. I'm going to hold it. Just blow hard until that. Blow, keep going. Oh, hang on a second. We'll try that one more time. We're almost there.
Yeah, 0.98. Oh, fuck.
Deep breath for me. Blow hard.
All right, we're going to need you to... All right, Chief. Oh, you're probably okay. You're probably fine. You seem okay. We're going to need you to blow into this thing right here. All right. Blow in there.
Uh-oh.
Oh, that's not good.
A little bit longer.
That's not great.
All All right, deep breath in, and then just blow hard.
Equipment's a bit faulty. Can you try this again for me, Chief? Just have a drink of water first.
Yeah, they are doing everything. I have
good courtesy call. Yeah, so before we do this breathalyzer test, protocol says you have to eat 3 bowls of rice and have a nap. So we're going to stand, we're going to wait here. You do that, and then we'll do the breathalyzer test, Chief, okay?
What the fuck? I'm reading what happened. Oh, my God. Okay, I'm not going to spoil it. I'll tell you what happened after if they don't mention it in the video. I don't want to spoil it for you.
All right. Hang tight right here. I'll get back with you, okay? You just live right up the street.
Speed off.
Do you have your service handgun with you in here?
Oh, the other one looks so uncomfortable.
Hey, Sergeant.
Yeah.
Sorry to get you over here, but you made the big bucks, so Chief Hazelwood, he is hammer drunk right now. Oh. Yep.
So he's telling him. That's his boss just showed up. Okay, so here's what happened. These guys' boss just showed up because the moment they said that they had a police chief, they probably called here to see what they could do.
He is hammered. He was dodging sniper fire out there. So weaving all over the place.
He was dodging sniper fire out there. I actually really like that's a great way of saying someone's driving drunk.
Is it all on the dash cam?
Yeah.
Oh, you see what's happening? Do you see?
Did you guys get it on the dash cam? Yeah. Fuck.
Let's see what he says. Let's see what he says.
The driving and all the contacts so far?
Yes. So, he lives not too far from here up the street, off K, I think.
He's the current chief.
Yeah.
Current chief.
Says he's like six to 9 months or something away from retirement.
What's he said?
What's that?
What has he said?
As he said?
Yeah, has he said anything? Has he
said that he was coming from B-holes and went to White Castle to get some food and then was heading home.
Oh, he is hammered.
Yeah, he went to White Castle.
He willingly went to White Castle.
Was there not a Taco Bell out of curiosity?
So, I asked him to do the alphabet.
Taco Bell's a much better drug food. Up
anything, and he said that, Sorry, he just completely butchered the alphabet.
All right.
I don't care who they are, unless their last name.
What's his name?
I want you to handle it just like you'd handle any other call.
Okay.
Any other style.
Okay.
If you've given somebody a break, you're welcome to do that.
But I want you to handle it like any other. Did you see what was said here?
Yeah.
Hey, man, so look, you're going to deal with this guy like you would any other guy you would stop. And just like any other guy you would stop, you know, if you want to just give him a break and let them go, that's completely up to you, bro.
Oh, that was heavily implied, right? That's his boss telling him that. Oh, boy, guys.
Giving somebody a break. You're welcome.
Look, because I love this, because I'm always concerned about the safety of my wife. Wait, what? What? Huh?
What? Guys, this is fucking nuts. Let's see.
Veiled threats.
I'm not going to interfere with the process.
But I'm not going to interfere with the process.
Unless their last name is, you know what? Doesn't even matter.
Hazelwood? If his last name was Hazelwood?
Telling him basically give him a break.
I need to have you do some additional tests, okay?
Here you go. Let me move this down so you could see the walk.
And you said you don't ever carry off duty?
No.
Is that just a car key? my finger, okay?
Hammered. Hammered. He's hammered, guys. Oh, he's gone.
1 second for me, sir. Just right foot in front of your
he
left
looks
foot.
Like a son of a bitch, though.
Watch this. Sides, he looks okay? like he's beat up. He's done a lot of shady shit, to be honest with you. Oh, my God. Look at his walk. Oh, my God. Look at his walk. He can't do it.
I got to tell you something.
What's that? I think the sergeant is just giving...
Here he goes.
I'm just going to have you stand like this, or if you're not able, all steps.
Nine.
Heel toe steps. I mean, back upon the floor. Like, this is a really bad position to put me in.
Check this out.
I'm liable. This is all on camera. How's it look if I don't do my job?
He is his voice is shaking. Do you hear him? I'm backing up a little bit. And they keep repeating it's all on camera, which shows you these thin blue line fucks will fuck you in the ass if it's you. But if it's them, oh, I'm sorry, the camera's on. You're putting me in a bad position. How about if I did it, would you be this nice to me?
No.
Oh, it pisses me. This shit's the one that pisses me off.
I don't know, man. What if he killed someone's wife, you know?
I don't want
copper,
to.
Huh?
I really don't want. You saw what happened in Chicago, right? With their chief police, and they look. I'm liable. This is all on camera.
It shouldn't matter if it's on camera.
Dude, hey, chief, you drove drunk. What the fuck do you want me to do? Don't drive drunk, stupid.
How's it look? I don't do my job.
Wait, you're fired now. So hey, how about you get in the back of my squad car and shut the fuck up?
How does that look if I don't do my job?
I'm gonna be honest, sir. Like, this is a really bad position you're putting me in.
Oh no.
If it was anybody else, if it was you, you wouldn't get this.
No, we'd be in cuffs.
Oh yeah.
In the back of the car, like, well, fuck.
There's the zombie walk.
His voice is shaking. He doesn't know what to do.
He's on his way up here.
He's on his way.
Okay, so the boss is on his way.
Yeah. I'm fine. Like I said.
Why are they acting like somebody's dead? The motherfucker.
You know, things like this are my supervisor. To let him know.
They did a courtesy to call his supervisor.
And,
do I get that courtesy?
Because, you know, things like this are...
You don't call Jesus when I get pulled over? Problems. Come on, man.
Absolutely. So, I wanted him to be aware of what our decision was and give him the opportunity to make a different one.
To overrule? Because they decided they were going to arrest him, but they ran it up the chain, and they want to see if the supervisor will say not to. Just so you know.
And he's over here like, look, I could walk. Look, I'm walking in a straight line right now.
Down the street and he'll be
look, I'm walking towards you to punch you in the nose.
Mm. It looks
I'm
like he
fire you if I get out of this.
He looks down the street and he'll be here shortly.
I will back you 100% in any decision you make on that.
I appreciate it.
I'll back you 100% on any decision you make.
Okay, give it up to that fucking cop. Hey, look, if you're going to charge him, let's fucking do it.
Don't want a lockup chief or another hammer.
And he doesn't have BGN. This is a common thing for him.
Oh, really?
So he's got a history of it?
Yeah.
That's what they said.
Man, fuck that dude.
It'll probably kill him eventually.
Sir, put your hands behind your back.
Because...
Hold on, I think we go back. I'm back.
It'll probably kill him eventually.
It'll probably kill him eventually. Yeah.
Because... He does this regularly. His body's going to really get it. He's obviously got...
We're worried about his health.
Oh, hold on. I think what the cop was saying was he didn't see any other ones on the record, but he has a feeling like he's done this before.
Right, let's see.
Up here inside, but either way.
Also, what's schnucks?
Yeah, just hopefully into retirement, he doesn't...
Yeah.
Just hopefully, he goes into retirement.
Hopefully.
I got family out in Florida last time I was out there. I didn't see it.
It's not me. It's not you, and it's not Jordan.
It's him. You're driving drunk, dude. Fuck off.
I'm waiting for the boss to get there.
Even like...
It's just
okay.
And this is a big nothing burger.
It's a big nothing, apparently.
Why can't I hear it? 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 Why can't I hear what they're saying? Why does he have the guy with the body cam not standing next to him so you could hear it? Why doesn't he have a body camera on? Why can't I hear their secret little conversation? Well, here's the thing. I know what was said, and I'll tell you in a second.
If this was line crime, we'd have all the angles.
Just thinking about standing over there is when it comes to this time of night, why not just have like four designated people? You're gonna handle calls. The guys that wanna go out, go throughout the city. Have fun. After like, I don't know, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, if that's what you wanna do.
What?
I think he's being like, why can't you, if you're gonna go out and have fun, just well, why can't you go with a bunch of people.
Good point. Yeah, okay. That's he's right.
Remaining.
I figured I'd see him much more up and down. Okay.
Hold on. Did someone else just get there? Yeah, yep. The guy in plain clothes. The gentleman in plain clothes that you're seeing there, that's Officer O'Fallon. Okay. All right. So, you know, no, sorry. That's Officer Nathan Dye. Okay. That the guy who just showed up, he's the boss. All right. The guy that just showed up. Okay.
Give him a hug. Fuck you.
Take him home.
Okay. Here we go. You ready? Here's what happened.
Not at all. Not at all.
All right. So this guy's the chief, off duty, plain clothes.
Nathan, if I take him home, or are you gonna have any issues?
Not at all. Not at all, chief. I'm sorry to get you,
Nathan,
out here. I just
want to
make sure
that's okay. Because you do what you got to do.
Yeah.
If you don't mind, I will take him home. I have known him for a lot of years.
Yeah, no, understandable. And
no charges have been pressed.
No.
The gentleman that showed up says, I gave a courteous call to my supervisor, let him know the issue, and because, you know, things like this cause a problem, the sergeant said, so I wanted him to be aware of our decision, was to give him the opportunity to make a different one or contact the chief. It was never verbalized in the footage with Dye, and his supervisor's decision was prior to the chief being called. I don't want to lock the chief, if Dye said, but he's hammered. Are there more people you know that know about this? He was asked. He replies, they're not. The camera's turned off just before Nesk arrives, but another video provided by the department shows the chief's interaction. Nesk gets out of the truck, hugs Hall, and pulls an officer aside. They speak privately for a little bit over a minute, and Nesk approaches Dye. Nathan, if I can take him home, are you going to have an issue? Nesk asks the officer. Not at all, chief, Dye says. I'm sorry to get you out here. That's okay. You do what you got to do, Nesk responds. If you don't mind, I will take him home. I've known him for a lot of years. Sorry, sir, Dye says again. Nope, Nesk says, you did your job. No charges have been filed against this.
Have you seen We Own the City yet?
No, I know I need to. I haven't.
Oh, my God. This is We Own the City right here.
They do. This guy didn't get charged. They do whatever they want. Look, man. I'm not one of those fucking people that's a bitch about, like, if you drink a little bit, I'm not one of those hardcore, mad, drunk driving. I don't care about that. I care about treating me the same way. Treat everyone the fucking same is what I care about, right?
Yeah.
I don't.
He's gonna be out there next weekend doing this.
He's probably done it a bunch of times.
Yeah.
Now,
see, this is that back and forth. Like, nah, if a cop fucks up, fuck them.
Yeah.
I hardcore, fuck them. Any ass in the prison. I don't care.
But my point is, like, go fuck yourself, you know?
But you're going to get a break on that when I even have a leaf in my car, you're going to fucking give me shit for 2 hours.
Bro, if you have no weed in your car, they'll break your pipe and count the resin as weed. Remember they used to do that?
Well, actually, you know what they're doing here? Hmm. They're not charging you for the weed, but they're charging you for the bowl, for the paraphernalia.
Oh, my God.
They'll give you paraphernalia charges. That's like, what retarded. The fuck, man?
That's retarded.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. All right, let's pay some donations here.
This is more of a charge than weed in my state.
Shit, I'll be right back. Right.
Pigeon Banger 69 tipped $5. Birds are gross.
They are. One sec. Come
here. So, guys, speculate in the chat. What is that noise? Is it like someone getting killed in the next door? Did Mersh fucking sleep over and he's having
it's a break? It's the firing range just outside of Royce's window.
So what are y'all doing?
I'm back.
Oh, he's back. Hi,
it was
Royce.
Quick. It was quick. It was quick. I just saw Tukes doing a spin, and I realized she needs to probably she needs to poop.
Poopy's time.
Well, because she was poo shy this morning because of all the noise.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Yeah. So she was all like, noise. "What the fuck is going on?" You know.
Yeah. Chat thinks it's Mersh having a wet dream in the next door.
It is. Yeah, that's what it is.
Jaeger tipped $4.18. Thanks for all the laughs, you guys. You're all some of the funniest people I've ever watched.
Oh, thanks,
especially
man.
The My Money and A.
Hey, nice.
What is this video?
I don't know if we're funny.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I don't know about all that shit.
Frozen's
No. Yeah, Frozen's a comedy. Well, he's a comedy guy.
No.
Yeah, he's a comedy guy.
Mm-mm. He's the one that works.
Well, that's...
Oh, I've already played that one. He sent the video of the two girls trying to arrest the guy and the guy getting away.
Lord Pepsi tipped $6.90.
Nice.
Good morning, Daywave fam. In solidarity, I will also fuck a parrot. It will be on Aviary Hub. BTW, what happened to the pangolin thing?
Aviary Hub. Idiot. Pangolin's here. He's working today. Today he decided to come into work. What are you talking about? Who's that? Zipper Tits said, seen too many wang pics of Hunter. Speedy Dongzales.
Samurai Cicada super shattered $5. Hey, Royce. I'm up on your roof doing the work or whatever. Can you move 8 inches to the left?
Nope.
You're interfering with the stud finder.
Nope. Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Hey.
Gates off above super shattered $10. Whoa, hey, that's Chief One who dodges sniper fire. He's just doing what he does best.
True.
It's too late.
Yeah.
Sorry, Ken.
Sorry, Ken. Ken wants to squash the rumor.
Yeah, go back and watch it. We we were nice.
We were. All right, look, I'm gonna end the show early, man. I can't anymore. I tried as long as I could. But as loud as it is for you, it's way louder for me. So I did one. And I still be in RTC today anyway. There should be, hopefully. But
That's gonna be great.
Yeah.
So we're actually gonna admit that there was noise?
Yeah, I can't anymore.
No?
Yeah, no, it's bothering me.
All right, are we taking bets?
I'm sorry.
There's gonna be
no. No, I'm gonna do one. Fucking Mersh is doing remote, so it's not gonna affect him. It'll affect me. I'll be fine.
Also, JJ,
it'll
today's
affect
the day.
Because he can hear it too.
He'll be all right.
JJ, it has to happen because today's the day I get to torture them.
Yeah, so this is even
now
better.
Now you're definitely, you just swung the motherfucking, the voting now. Now it's definitely going to be, you know, sided towards no.
No, it's not.
Because he doesn't want to be punished, especially if I even send you something. He's not going to want that either. See?
I got to go.
I'm swinging the vote even more.
Bye.
Oh, shit. Coming up next, me, baby.
There's an echo on it.